programming contains adult material and parental discretion is advised. All characters within are completely fictional, and the management apologizes to anyone who feels offended by the programming.
This is a test of the emergency humor system. This is only a test. If this had been an actual humorous broadcast, you would have been informed where to tune in your area for a complete list of where to buy paraffin. This is only a test.
KCUF! 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 KCUF!
Good evening and welcome to KCUF. Randy will be, shall we say, indisposed for the evening. He's suffering from a rare tropical disease that normally only affects llamas. But I'm sure it will pass as soon as the moon is no longer full. So this is a Halloween show, a show just like any other show, with perhaps a few surprises.
Hello everyone, this is Trapper Bob sitting in for Randy Moser, who's a little under the weather at Big Boob General Hospital. Last night, well, we were just sort of partying around and Randy took one of my yellow ones. I'm sure glad I let him try them before I took them. Well, we'll hear from Randy's mom at the hospital later. It's now time for another KCUF production. And now, the KCUF players massacre another literature classic with Dr. Heckle and Mr. Clyde. The scene opens in a private room at City General Hospital. Dr. Heckle, the resident cardiologist, is checking on his patient, Mrs. Fitzgibbons.
So, Mrs. Fitzgibbons, how's the old ticker tonight?
Oh, doctor, I'm just fine. You shouldn't be so worried about an old woman like me.
Au contraire, you're not such an old woman.
Thank you, doctor. But really, it's such a beautiful night, such a pretty full moon.
Oh, no.
You should be home with your wife. Why... Is something wrong, doctor?
Excuse me. No, I just have a little headache. Now, take a deep breath.
Anyway, as I was saying, when I first married Harry, God rest his soul, we never missed a chance to take a long walk in the moonlight. Are you sure you're all right? Would you like me to call the nurse?
No, don't call the nurse.
My goodness, doctor, what's come over you?
Why, whatever do you mean? I'm perfectly fine. Tell me, do you do your own hair?
What do you mean, do I do my own hair?
Well, I was just wondering. It looks very nice, but I think I would try for a little more body on the top.
Doctor, what's happening to you? I'm going to call the nurse.
Now, why would you do a silly thing like that? What could she possibly know about hair? And why do you keep calling me doctor? My name is Mr. Clyde.
No, you're Dr. Heckle, the cardiologist.
Silly woman, I'm Mr. Clyde of Mr. Clyde's Coiffures.
Nurse, get in here and bring an orderly. Something's wrong with Dr. Heckle.
It's just a little pin curl in the back here. It just looked perfect.
What's the problem here?
Oh, hi, big fella.
There's something wrong with the doctor.
Oh, I see. Come along. It's time to leave.
Oh, already? But I was having such a good time. Not half the fun, though, I could have with you, though, big guy. What's your name? Would you like to meet me in the storeroom later?
Are you tired of going out with men who, let's say, whet your appetite but can't manage to hang in there until the main course? Well, you'll never have that problem with an escargot escort. Hi, this is Sarah Springfield, and though I don't usually make personal promotions, in this case I had to make an exception. Our guys are worldly, charming, and always seem to know the right way to put things. With an escargot escort, you'll never be left to your own devices. Call us today, and remember our motto, nice guys finish last.
Well, that sounded interesting, and now it's time for my favorite game show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to Name That Drug, the game show where lucky contestants compete for cash and really mind-blowing prizes in a race to name that drug. Our first contestant is John Winslow from Modesto, California. John dropped out of med school just before his graduation, and after a 5-year experience as a trustee in a prison pharmacy, John left the East Coast behind to take his current position as a retail representative for the Mofco Company. John plans to use his winnings to help fulfill his dream of opening a llama farmland and rental service. We want to welcome you, John, and wish you luck.
Oh, wow, man. Like, thanks. You know, it's really great to be here, you know?
And now our champion, Bill Bigsley, is a graduate student in a chemical engineering school in the Midwest. He plans to use his winnings to purchase research materials for his PhD thesis entitled Subtle Discrimination in the Taste Profiles of Modern Psilocybins. His winnings to date total $5,872 in cash and prizes. Hello again, Bill.
What? Oh, hi.
You both know how the game is played. Best of luck, and let's begin first round of Name That Drug. Our first substance is an orally taken non-hallucinogenic, never popular with the common public, though it's really big around a lot of mental outpatient clinics. Gentlemen, what do you say?
I can name that drug in 2 grams.
I can name that drug in 1.6 grams.
I think I can name that drug in 1.4 grams.
I can name that drug in 872 milligrams.
Mill, name that drug.
Okay, folks, give us a second to mix to measure the dosage. Here you are, Bill. While we wait for that to take effect, let's listen to this commercial message.
Again.
Ah, shit, not again.
Hey, Tom, why so tense?
Mr. Young, my doctor says Colombian makes me irritable.
Well, have you tried new Andy's Light Colombian?
I only like real Colombian.
Andy's is real Colombian. Here, taste it.
Hey, not bad.
2 weeks later.
Hey, Tom, how have you been?
Not bad. With Andy's Light, all my cards are falling into place.
That's great, yeah.
Welcome back to Name That Drug. From the way Bill's eyes looked, I'd say
that... Wait. I'm experiencing a slight disorientation. My pulse was up. Yes, it could be a barbiturate. Wait a minute. It's holy shit. What's this, a skin rash? Could be a non-barbiturate hypnotic. A mild euphoria and flatulence.
Bill, what's the drug? Bill, your time is running out.
It's beta chloral.
Yes, that's right, Bill. You win the stainless steel flatware and the complete Tupperware outfit. As a consolation prize, John will receive the home version of our show. Well, that's all the time for this week on Name That Drug. Bill, our champion, if he survives the 30% chance of death at this dosage and doesn't get addicted, he'll be back to face another challenger next week on Name That Drug.
Well, I've got one of those game shows at home, and I have a blast playing it every night. Well, that was a game show me and Randy were playing just the other night. Well, speaking of Randy, we go now to Mrs. Moser at Big Boob General to see how Randy's doing down there. Are you there, Mrs. Moser?
Hi, Bob.
Well, hello there, Moser. Why don't you give us an update on Randy's condition?
Well, the doctor said that he had overdosed on some kind of drug, but I know for a fact that my little Randy doesn't take drugs. Anyway, he said to tell all his fans that he was sorry he couldn't be there this week, but he would definitely come back on the air next week. I don't know what he meant by that, but I would like to take this opportunity to say that we still have a lot of those Randy Moser dartboards left for only $5.95. You know, if Randy doesn't make it, heaven forbid, they'll be real collector's items. Well, the nurse just told me that Randy's coming, too, and is asking for his dear old mother, so I better go. Thanks for calling, Bob.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Moser, for that update on Randy's condition. Coming up next, we've got a special Halloween feature. You remember how much fun it was trick-or-treating? Well, KCUF decided it would be great to relive those days, so one of our engineers wired a transmitter into his son's Halloween costume and re-recorded the results. Now, I haven't listened to this yet, since it was recorded last night, but here we go.
Trick or treat! Oh, say, George, look at these cute little kids. Oh, look at the two in the llama suit. Hey, George, can we do that next year? I want to be in back, though. George, come here. Can you bring some candy? Say, kids, how about instead of candy, would you like to come in and have some sherry? Maybe watch the tube a little?
Now, Brucey, you know last time you asked kids in, that pervy fella came over and threatened to beat the shit out of you. And you just leave these kids alone, let them have their candy and go on.
Okay, George. Tell you what, kids. Come back again sometime when that pervy fella doesn't know you're around, okay? Bye now.
Trick-or-treat!
Oh, little children! It is Happy Halloween-y! How are we tonight? Here, if you have a trick, I will give you a treat! I have Hostess cream-filled. Oh, they are so good and fun to bite! Oh, here, one for you and one for you! Have a nice evening now, and stay away from that Jack fella! I don't want anything to happen to you on Halloween-y!
Thank you, Mr. Pervy!
Wow, Dad, look at this castle!
Yes, son, this is the home of Hugh Hefner. I think I'll join you for this one.
Oh, hi!
Trick-or-treat!
Hi, Wendy!
Oh, I did this last year. Look, Hugh, aren't they sweet?
Yeah. Hey, there's a couple of them developing real nicely. Hi, girls. I'll see you in a few years. Here you go, kids. Here's some of these edible panties.
Hey, Hugh, can I have a magazine?
Get a little older, kid. I'll give one to your dad. How about that? Maybe he'll show it to you, okay?
Thanks.
Hey, you no problem. I got dozens.
Bye.
Bye-bye, trick-or-treat.
See you in class tomorrow, Sherry.
Happy Halloween.
Bye, kids.
Bye. Wow, Dad, look at that house. We ought to get some really neat stuff here.
This guy must be some sort of business tycoon. I'll just sit out here and read in the car while you go up to the house.
Welcome, my children. It is always good to see young people.
Trick-or-treat!
What, my children? You are not here as disciples?
Oh, no, sir. It's Halloween. We're going door-to-door and collecting goodies.
Most interesting. That sounds very much like what my disciples do at shopping centers and airports. However, so you won't go away empty-handed, I will give you each a copy of this hardbound book with colored illustrations.
Oh, thanks, sir.
It is not necessary to thank me. It is good for the soul to give. Please drop donations into the urn by the door. Goodbye now, my children. And always remember and never forget, when the sparrow flies to the east and the bamboo leans to the west, the Swiss will number their bank accounts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you want that book?
Trick-or-treat!
Oh, hi, kids. Is that your father in the car?
Yeah, that's Dad.
Why don't you have him come up to the house?
Dad!
Come on, Dad!
Hello, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm just fine.
Bobby, why don't you go out there and take your sister and the other kids and go out and look at the magazine in the car.
Amazing! Oh, my
Dad! Why don't you come in the house and show me your trick? No, I don't want to hear a song or a silly little joke. I want something with action. If you don't have any ideas, I'm sure I could help you rise to the occasion. And I could show you a few of mine. I promise you'll get a treat. But don't expect to have to carry it home with you. You can enjoy it here. That's a promise. Would I lie to you?
No, never.
My candy won't hurt you. Why, you could lick it for hours and it'll just keep getting better. But beware of the side effects. Once you try my candy, you may never want to leave. So, if you have a trick to show me, it better be good and hard, because I don't give my candy to just anyone.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good idea to me.
Hey, Dad, how long are you going to be up there?
You kids, just go ahead and without me. I'll catch up later. Tell your mom I'm playing poker.
Okay, Dad. Bye.
Trick or treat.
Hello, Doc kids. What is it? Trick or treat, eh? Okay. I'll make you an offer, huh? You see this list of numbers there? I'll give you $10 if you take this list over to the big house on 10th and State and tell them Vito sent you, okay?
Sure, mister. Thanks.
Sure, kid. No problem. Come back again sometime and maybe I'll have something else you could do, huh?
Bye. Dad, I thought I've seen some big houses, but this is incredible.
It's nice, all right, but the floodlights are a bit too much and stained glass.
But I'll tell you what, I'm a little bit petered out right now. Why don't you kids go on up to the house by yourself and I'll wait here.
Well, hello, children. Come right in. I've got some of these nice chocolate-covered Bible verses for you. They melt in your mind, not in your hand.
Well, thank you, sir.
What sort of stuff have you collected so far on your trip? What's this? Underwear?
Mr. Hefner gave them to us.
Mr. Hefner? That devil? That corrupter of little children? Death is too good for a pervert like that. I'll just keep these offensive garments. In the book it says to suffer the little children, but this is far, far too much.
Well, thank you, sir.
Elizabeth? Elizabeth? Do you think you could fit into these?
But, Larry, we've already had 3 resurrections this week.
Wait a minute. I remember that place. We got some of the neatest stuff there last year. That's where that really fun guy, Trapper, what's his name?
Yeah, that's right. Trick or treat!
What do you kids want?
Trick or treat! Trick or treat!
You mean, it's Halloween already?
Yeah!
Oh. Wow, okay. Let's see what I got here a minute. I'm sorry, I've only got some of the blue ones left. Would those be okay?
Sure! We like the blue ones!
Oh, you like the blue ones. Yeah, so do I. Here. I'll take some.
Thank you, Trapper. Thanks a lot.
I'll take some myself.
Oh, boy! Gee, you really did a great job! Bye now!
Bye!
Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat!
Well, hi, kids.
Oh, that was at the door, Margaret.
Why don't you get your ass up here and find out yourself?
What do you guys want?
Trick or treat!
Trick or treat. Forgot about that. Hang on a second. I got some chocolate in the house for you.
Chocolate?
Yeah, I got these little bitty pieces of chocolate. I'm sorry I can't give you more. This is all I got, though. Take this little piece of chocolate.
Wow. Wow, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem. Now, I'm going to go across the street there. My buddy Rob will take care of you, too.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Don't these look like the little things that Mom takes when she needs to go to the bathroom?
Trick or treat!
Well, hello, kids. I'm happy you made it through that minefield all right. The last group of kids who tried to get through didn't do as well. They're in Phelps County Hospital right now. I was really surprised how well you did scaling that 12-foot wall, clearing away all that barbed wire, and dodging those punji sticks. Well, here, I've got something special for you. I've got 2 live hand grenades. Now you've got exactly 5 seconds to get rid of them. Goodbye.
Oh, shit! Oh,
wow, sounds like those kids had a blast. I don't know about you, but trick-or-treating wasn't like that when I was a kid. Funny, though, I don't remember taking 2 of those blue ones. No wonder I felt so good this morning. Anyway, up next is Mystery Theater.
KCUF, Big Boob, Wyoming.
Tonight, on Mystery Theater, a Big Boob Werewolf in London. Tune in next week and we'll hear an innocent bystander say,
"Hey, mate, look at the size of the boobs on that werewolf."
Are you in one of those jobs where you can't afford to get pregnant? Do you like making babies but hate kids? Don't ordinary contraceptives work for you? Well, TMI Industries has the answer. Our model U238 Baby Blaster. These radioactive cartridges will completely eliminate the fetus. For a mere $49.95, you too can have the knowledge that the little brats won't invade your domain. Remember, if you're worried about having kids, nuke 'em.
The U-238 Baby Blaster is endorsed by Rotzy Rob. Well, that concludes this week's broadcast of KCUF Radio. Tune in again next Thursday night when KCUF Radio comes back on the air.
This has been a test of your sense of humor. If you found anything hilarious in the preceding broadcast, please contact Starbase Command.